We have another guest. We have Sid Davidoff, the famous Sid Davidoff on, and founding partner of the Davidoff Hutcher and Citron firm. And he's chairman of the Government Relations Committee. And he's going to explain something. He's on the same side as Frank Moreno. Rank choice
voting.
Voting.
Yeah.
Are you there, Sid?
I am, John. Nice to hear from you. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I mean, I'm glad we're still here. We're both healthy. What the heck, you know?
Yeah, I agree. What side is Frank Moreno? Wait, what side is Frank Moreno on?
He's on your side. He wants ranked choice voting.
I'm against it.
Oh, you're against it. Oh, you're my man. my idea says, you know, we have enough problems with voting right now. What do you say, Joe? Right?
Yeah, it really is. This mail-in voting. If I could talk about that for 2 seconds. And hello, Sid. How are you? And
good, Joe.
Frankie Morano, Frankie Five Boroughs, I call him, is listening now. But the whole mailing fiasco that scared me. And how do you stop that from happening? And Sid, help me out. If I could talk about that for a second, because this is something that was a concerted effort, I think, on behalf of the Democrats. And you know what? I got to give them credit because it was so brilliant, as diabolic as it was. There's a COVID-19. There's a pandemic. Oh my gosh, we have a problem. We better mail. They knew exactly what they were doing. That's it. And this mail-in voting, it just the fraud. It's wrought with fraud, and it was just waiting to happen. I mean, Sid, am I wrong here? I mean, it just seems like it was a concerted effort. You know?
No, absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. Look, we've had mail-in voting in this country.
He said
forever.
You're wrong. Yeah. You're absolutely wrong.
You're absolutely wrong.
Come on. We've had mail voting here forever. We've tried it. It works. People, particularly the elderly, the infirm, the, you know, people like myself, for example, who in this day and age did not want to go to a polling place. It was our way of exercising democratic
obligation. But is it right,
obligation.
Sid? In Nevada, they mailed out 1,600,000 unsolicited mail-in ballots. Is that right?
It's not wrong. There's no reason why people shouldn't have that option. That's the way you send them if they want.
Due respect, it was as fraud as I've ever seen in my life. And you got to comment. Explain it to me, Sid, if you would. Explain it. And I say this objectively.
I mean, if a person requests one.
Yeah.
If they request one.
Well, the absentee ballot.
And they're
numbered. Yeah.
But just to flood the market?
Yeah. No, I thought.
This was an unusual time. We're faced with you don't want to go out of your home. It is an unusual time. And so we reacted to the unusual time. The president made his decision, and Trump made his decision to tell his people to show up. The Democrats said, just vote. Doesn't matter how you vote.
I got to tell you, Sid, something tells me you're a hardcore Democrat. Is that right?
Yeah. I am a hardcore Democrat, but I got to give you
credit. I'm glad we're talking like this. I got to give you credit. I think it was the diabolic way, but it was brilliant in many ways what the Democrats did. And you'll never convince me other. And with due respect, Sid, it was so crooked. I can't even tell you. Matter of fact, they saw the virus coming. You want to hear how puffed up I am, Sid? They saw the virus coming in. They said, there's the virus. Now watch this. Use it again. They use it as a political. They made the pandemic. They politicized the pandemic on the Democratic side. By the way, Sid, I'm a former lifelong Democrat.
Sid knows I was a Democrat too. I was a Bill Clinton Democrat.
And Sid, let me ask you something, please. Help me. And I say objectively and amicably, please. So we're sitting home and we're watching. They're telling us the mail-in ballots are early. They're early because, to your point, Sid, the Democrats voted early. They wrote in the votes early. And they're great. So now you saw Joe Biden start to come up in the polls up front. Now, those of us who support the president, we're getting a little nervous. Look at this. They said, oh, it's because it's early. So then the president smokes it all. Coming at the midnight, he's ahead by 800,000 votes. Now it stops. There's a leak in a urinal down in Georgia. They kick everybody out. Everybody's gone.
Suitcases come out.
And Sid, explain to me, and please help me because I've never gotten an answer from my Democratic friends. All of a sudden, we woke up, and there's hundreds of thousands of votes that surface it. That's not fraud. I don't know what it is. Explain to me exactly how that happened, honestly. I ask objectively.
The only thing you didn't accuse of us is bringing in the virus. so we can set up the whole the whole pandemic.
Let's blame
so
the Chinese.
By mail.
Did you? Well, that's
Chinese
something new. I'm writing
party.
That down. I like that. Okay, that's
Sid, no. Let me tell you something about Sid. Look, if you need a great lawyer, Sid Davidoff is one of the greatest lawyers in the
city. Legendary. Legendary.
Thank you, guys. You know, look. This has been fought in 40 cases, almost 40 cases throughout the nation. The losses by the Republicans in every state. So let's go on and talk about some
ranked
voting.
Choice voting. Tell us about it. We have 2 minutes left.
The worst thing that ever happened.
We have two minutes left.
Okay, first of all, we're stuck with it because that's what the people voted in charter referendum. So we can talk about all the reasons they shouldn't have. We should have been out there before. But I do say, we have in 5 weeks, February 2nd, we have an election for city council in Queens. 3 weeks after that, we have another election for a vacant seat in city council in Queens. And we have ranked choice voting, and nobody knows anything about it. There are at least 5 candidates in the first one. There are now something like almost 10 candidates in the second one. In June, we have
a primary. And there's 38 people running for mayor.
Exactly. And they say in June, we have a primary. It's probably going to decide, although, John, you may disagree, the general election in November. So we're 7 months away from knowing who our next mayor is, and nobody understands what ranked voting is. The city council put $40 million into a public relations campaign to explain the census, and they put up $1 million to explain ranked voting, which is one of the most important things to us in this city. So we should not be having it at this point. There is a movement to put it off at least for several years. While this is done properly.
So what are you recommending that should be done?
Right now, we should not have it for this election. We're not ready for it. The city is not ready for it. We're not educated. It is not only a black and brown thing. It's a white, black, and brown thing.
I agree with you 100% on that. I don't think we're ready right now.
Can we book Sid on Frank Morano's show tonight? Because I think Frank would like to talk to Sid.
But, Sidney, I agree with you 100% on that. We're not ready for it yet. I think the entire voting system, I think we have to go back to what do you call those old machines?
Yeah, I'm telling you, just go in. You go with the voting booths.
Not the Dominion.
Because in New Jersey, it was great. We weren't allowed to go. We had to do the mail-in ballots. The only people that could use the machines were the handicapped. And it just made no sense. It was just made no sense.
30 seconds.
But there was a reason for it. But with respect to
Sid, thank you for calling.
Yeah, for sure.
Sid Davidoff, one of the greatest New York City lawyers, thank you for calling in today. And I agree with you on we're not ready for ranked choice for this election.
All right, thank you.
This is 77 WABC. We'll be right back.